This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Reddit, which is by turns a social news aggregator, also a discussion platform, sometimes a rating site of sorts, it turns 15 this year, an eternity, we know, in the digital age. But just 5 years ago, Reddit was one of the worst corners of the internet, a place where you could find violent racism, child pornography, and almost everything in between. Now, while still not entirely safe for work, it's a lot less scary, and ad revenue has started growing again. Marketplace's Jasmine Garsd reports on Reddit's recovery and whether its changes could be an answer for the rest of social media.
When Steve Huffman came back to be the CEO of Reddit, it wasn't exactly a triumphant return.
It was really, really tough. The thought process I had at the time was it would be a real shame if Reddit didn't live up to its potential, or even worse, cease to exist.
Huffman co-founded the social media platform in 2005 with a utopian vision, total freedom of speech. The site is separated into communities like message boards, and there's a community for just about anything. Like, there's one group with over 19 million members dedicated to epiphanies they had in the shower. Gems like, women's longer average lifespan is partially canceled out by longer wait times at public restrooms. Eminem would make a great auctioneer. Toxic communities also began flourishing, says Christine Ligorio-Chafkin, author of We Are the Nerds, about Reddit's history. She says parts of the site were
filled with hate, filled with bad behavior, filled with harassment, bullying, and a lot of behaviors that, when taken as one individual post, might not seem that bad. But once a community forms around it, clearly showed a picture of kind of depravity.
That very community structure actually made it easier for Reddit to shut down the most problematic content. It's less of a challenge to take down an entire group that self-identifies as racist than individual users on the loose, a problem sites like Twitter face.
It's our greatest strength. The communities that may end up getting banned or quarantined do us a favor and all stand in one place for us. That makes it really convenient.
Huffman banned some offensive communities and quarantined others. Only members could see them in search results. And advertisements were removed. Not that there were a lot.
Now, in 2015, we were not burdened with advertisers because nobody wanted to talk to us.
Jasmine Enberg is an analyst with eMarketer.
Those cleanup efforts have not only helped some brands feel more comfortable advertising on Reddit, but have also brought in some new users.
Reddit now has 430 million users, up 30% from last year. And if you use Reddit, you've noticed more of this.
Energizer Ultimate Lithium. It's the number one longest-lasting battery.
Even though ad revenue is growing, it was still only about $119 million last year, according to eMarketer. Twitter made $700 million on ads just in the last quarter. Still, Huffman is optimistic.
I think we've paid down a lot of that debt. It was one pitch at a time, one advertiser at a time. And as we've grown, it's become easier and easier.
But there have been a lot of questions about why some communities don't just get shut down. Like the group called Watch People Die. That's exactly what it sounds like. It was quarantined, but Reddit didn't remove it until the group put up video footage of last year's massacre at a New Zealand mosque. One of the groups that's still quarantined is the Red Pill. It's full of misogynistic posts talking about ways to pressure women into sex or how women are genetically inferior to men. Many have asked, why not take it down entirely?
Our job at Reddit is to try to provide a kind of reflection of what's going on in the world, not to provide a squeaky clean, sanitized view of the world.
As long as social media sites profess to embrace free speech, there's probably no danger of that kind of unsavory content disappearing. I'm Jasmine Garsd for Marketplace.